We're holding Bez Hashem Klal Zayin Din Zayin, and the Mechaber says, "Biato Naska Levoyer Bez Hashem Din Kabolas Lashanara Meish Shuhu Mehemin Kibetrei." Oy, mi meseach lepitumai. Oy, im yeshli sipur al sipur hu dvar manikari. So, in other words, the Chafetz Chaim says maybe there's three more types of situations in which, even though we said the Torah says you're not allowed to believe Lashon Hara, but Lamais, if two witnesses in the Beis Din say something, you're allowed to believe Lashon Hara. If a person admits that he did it, you're allowed to believe that it's true and therefore have a negative opinion about him. And now the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that what's the din by Lashon Hara by three more cases. One is, we said, there's an ish shehu mehemen kebetrei. In other words, there's such a situation that there's a person, let's say Reuven, I know Reuven, and I know Reuven no matter what, he would not lie. And no matter what kind of an assignment, whatever test it is, it'll be negay $100,000, he is not going to lie, he's not going to twist, he won't exaggerate, he is a real ish emes. We'll see, the Chafetz Chaim is going to say that it's maybe rare or not even, doesn't even happen nowadays, that there is such a person that I trust so explicitly and implicitly, like that he's a mehem betray. But let's just see, the Gemara does mention there is that concept of mehem betray. There's also a concept in the Chazal which we find in Mesiach Lepitumai, that if somebody just happens to be telling a story, you know, if a guy would come and say, oh, I saw this terrible accident. I saw that Reuven, you know, got hit by a car. Oh, it was terrible. I ran to him and there was nothing I could do for him. He would never was nifter right away, and say that he didn't say the word nifter, but he was never nifter right away. So we know that in halacha, that now this, when if somebody heard the guy talking about this terrible accident he saw, that Reuven's wife would now be able to get married. Now it's because Mesiach Lefitumai helps, because since the guy did not come to tell us anything, he didn't think that he was giving over any important information. He didn't think that this is relevant information. He was just talking about what a miserable day he had that day. So in such a case, Mesiach Lefitumai, a woman is allowed to get married in a case of Mesiach Lefitumai, even a guy. So obviously we see that there's such a concept of belief, of nemonus, that if a person is Mesiach Lefitumai, that's a reason that we should be believing what he's saying. So the question is, if a person, Mesiach Lefitumai, happens to be discussing something and he mentions something negative about another person, is that also a reason that it would be permitted for me to believe that it's true what this person said about Reuven? And the third case is, he says, oh, imyeshli alasipar hahu dvarim hanikarim shehu emes. Now, there are situations where we'll call it in English circumstantial evidence, but he means to say even more, that is dvar manikarim. It's obvious that this thing is really true, what this person says, because I see this thing happened and this happened and this. So it's obvious what the person is telling me is true. In other words, we don't have witnesses about it, but there's just so many facts that corroborate what this person is saying, and therefore it's clear that it's what he's saying is true. In that case also, is the halacha that I'm allowed to taka believe it, that it's not an aveira to believe that this negative thing about the person. So Chafetz Chaim says, v'yav sheberoiv adinim hem shavim, even though in most halachas, these three cases of mehemet kebetrei, mesiach lefitumai, and dvar manikarim, these three types of things are the same, aval pikein chilak diyosim kolech v'yachad b'sifim b'fnei atzman, Chafetz Chaim says, I divided them into separate topics, because there are certain details in which they differ, and also Chafetz Chaim was nervous, he didn't want the person who's reading his sefer to get confused, so therefore he divided it into three separate parts. And this is how I begin to explain it, with the help of the one who gives wisdom to people, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisur kabos lashon haru afilim shama miish shu mehemen leke divrei shnei edim. The yisur for me to believe lashon haru about somebody else is relevant even if the person who's telling it to me is somebody who I am so sure he never says anything untrue. Aye, the Chavetz Chaim says we had a Gemara in which there is a din of Mehemet Kebet Rei. He says, Umashe Kasavni Leel Beklal Dalit Sifhei, Demutta Legalo Soinian Batsnea Leraba Yelish Soidai, Imbieda, Ashiyam in Dvor Kidribe Shneidim. Aye, the Gemara says that if I see somebody doing an Aveira, which is clearly an Aveira, and it's clear that the person knew it's wrong, and he knew that there's no justification for doing it. So it says that I'm allowed to tell my Rebbe if my Rebbe trusts me like Kebet Rei. Because if my Rebbe has complete confidence in what I'm in me, then I never say anything untrue. I'm allowed to tell it to my Rebbe. And my Rebbe is allowed to, because of that, distance himself from this person. Meaning that in his mind, the Rebbe has pretty much paskened. And unless that guy does tshuva, this is a guy which we have to stay away from. So l'chayra, how is the Rebbe allowed to believe it? L'chayra, there's an Easter of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. So why is it mutter? So what if it's Mehemet Kebet Rei? But there's an Easter of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. So he says, aye, we said, the mutter l'galos inyan, b'hatzneya, quietly, l'rabo, u'lisodo, imyeda, sheyam in dvar of kedivri shneyedim, that if that person believes me 100%, I'm allowed to say it. U'mutter l'rabo l'kabbal davazeh, v'lisno oso, and his Rebbe could hate this other person now. Ulehisrachik mechevrosay, and to distance himself from him. Until he knows that the guy did tshuva. So the question is how? Why is that? So Chavetz Chaim gives a beautiful teretz. Hainu, shom shehu davar ashelafiho emes mutal lesape begnusay avurzeh in leyasa tshuva. There we're talking about that what he's saying. If it's true what he's saying, it's takan not lashon hara. As if, let's say, it would be done openly. Let's say two witnesses would come and tell us that this person did, you know, went and he went and, you know, he just, you know, he just finished eating somewhere. And then he, you know, he said, you know, be good to have a little Big Mac now. And he goes to McDonald's and he buys a Big Mac. So a person like that, it's clear it's an Aveira. There's no justification for it. It's not the pshat that the guy went 2 days, 3 days without food, that he thought it was Pekuch Nefesh. So if that Indian is known, you're allowed to taka, distance yourself and hate such a person until the person does tshuva. So therefore, if it's true what's being said, it's taka not lashon hara. There's a toelis over here in telling this information, because now this person has to know this is a guy you have to stay away from, because this guy could be a bad influence on you. And also, by staying away from such a person, this person will feel abandoned and maybe he'll do tshuva because of that. So in other words, in a case where it's, if it's true, it's taka not lashon hara, and it's taka mutter, so since this person believes me, so memela, there's no iser of kabbalas lashon hara, because he's taka allowed to believe it, because the person is allowed to say this information. So he says, hay nisham shudava shithi emes mutter l'sapa b'gnusi avuzeh. You're taka allowed to say this. Im l'yasa tshuva. Since he transgressed something which is taka, everybody knows is forbidden. Shein litli sol of oichum schus. There's no schus. Could go in the maisa de tuvia. The psachim shu in yinia for a case where a person committed adultery. There wouldn't be an excuse. It says lochein bedava sheish litli sol of schus. But in the case where what the person did is something which maybe it's not so, maybe the, you can think of a schus that maybe he didn't do so bad. Could go in bechesrin yidias yisra maisa. Either the guy didn't know it's really wrong. And if you're going to go now and tell somebody about it, and he's going to believe you, he's going to, in his mind, look at this person in a negative way, and you don't have a right to do that. Because the maisa, it's lashon hara. Because the person, maybe taka didn't mean it bad. Or you like bishkogabal yado, maybe he did it accidentally. Or l'sapar ol of divrei doifu gnai ba'alma. Or if let's say you're just saying something negative. You're just saying this guy is a very arrogant guy. So it's usur for the person to believe it, because since it's lashon hara and there's no toelis in it, it's lashon hara. Even if it's true that the person is arrogant, you have no right to say it. Oy binyan shlila samaylos, or you say he's not such a bright guy. So that's lashon hara to say that. So even if you're right, it's 100% true. It's an aveira of lashon hara. So if something is an aveira of lashon hara, you're not allowed to believe it. or list all of Maisi Avoyis of Krovov, or to mention about it, that his father was arrested, or Maisi Avarishayim, or the person used to do this and this before he became a Baal Tshuva. It's not going to help the fact that you believe it. Even if it's true that it's not a lie. Nevertheless, the Torah says, even though it's true that this person's father is that, or it's true that this guy once did this Aveira, still, nevertheless, you're not allowed to say it. Rak ledoinei letzedek binyan hazeh. You have to judge him favorably. And therefore, since it's also for the person to say it, so then you're not allowed to, in your mind, have a negative feeling about this person, because this person doesn't deserve to be, have that you should have a negative feeling about it. And he says, and besides the Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, also you're doing Ivan, there'll be an Isur of Lifnei Iver. So the principle the Chafetz Chaim is telling us is that the heter of Mehemen Kebetrei is only relevant in a case where what's being said is taka muta to be said if it's true. But if it's also to say if it's true, then it's also for the person to believe.
Until they tell you the story, though, you don't know which one it's going to be in the end.
What?
Until they tell you the story of what happened, you don't know.
You have to
know.
Tell them. Is it relevant? Is this relevant information? Is this something?
No.
You don't have to say it. If a guy starts telling you Lashon Hara, you say, stop. Urachu mihabi avoy milo yashpes Kribolo shiv avoy milo yakol Adonu yoshiya Hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu
Rolo yikol chomaso adonu yoshiya Hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu Borachu es adonai havara
Baruch adonai havara
Baruch
adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Baruch adonai havara Mish may say, Yam Gigaslim, Yam Loyla, Yam Lahish, the Yard. Mavi, and you may be Loyla, Mav, the Yom, Loyla, Doy, Noise, Horse Boy. El Haireka, Yam Tongue, Loyla, Loyla, the Lombard. Baruch ato Adonai ha-ma'ariv ha-raviv.
El chai v'chayam, tamid yom locha lenu yolam v'ed, Baruch ato Adonai ha-ma'ariv ha-raviv.
Amen. Avas alam v'eshu sh'olam v'avdo ta'ir, ha-mitzvah, z'hud, m'shod, 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 m'shod